scrambles to run the family motel as his mother, Nisba's health, fails and his grieving father loses himself to alcoholism. Noor, meanwhile, walks a harrowing tightrope, working at her wrathful uncle's liquor store while hiding the fact that she's applying to college so she can escape him and Juniper forever. When Sal's attempts to save the motel spiral out of control, he and Noor must ask themselves what friendship is worth and what it takes to defeat the monsters in their past and the ones in their midst. From one of today's most cherished and best-selling young adult authors comes a breathtaking novel of young love, old regrets, and forgiveness, one that's both tragic and poignant in its tender ferocity. That was All My Rage by Saba Tahir. And then there's so many awards. I can try to highlight some in future weeks, but there's the Asian Pacific American Islander Awards for Literature, the Sydney Taylor Book Award, there's the Schneider Family Book Awards, the Stonewall Book Award, the Coretta Scott King Awards, the Alex Awards, the Margaret A. Edwards Awards, the Odyssey Awards. I actually really love the Odyssey Award. I mean, I love all of these awards. I want to read all of the books, but the Odyssey Award is for audiobooks, which those of you who know me well know I love audiobooks. And actually one of the winners was Stunt Boy in the Meantime, which I talked about on the show, which is a really cool book. It's a novel that has a lot of pictures in it. It's very picture heavy. But the audiobook is also very good. So I highly suggest both reading the book and listening to it. But yeah, there's a bunch of different awards, so many. But those are just a few of the big winners. One local author note is that James E. Ransom, who is from the Hudson Valley and often comes to the Hudson Children's Book Festival, was awarded the Children's Literature Legacy Award. So congratulations to him. Definitely well-deserved. His books are amazing, and he comes out with so many books every year. I don't know how he gets so much done. But yeah, so just wanted to highlight some of those before we wrap up for the day. But before we go, I just want to thank Claire for joining us. I hope you'll join us again. And thank you to Fratia and Amelia, as always. So yeah, we're going to say goodbye for today, but we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in, we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. And this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, live, Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. You know, and if you're listening from another place online, hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. Hopefully you're going to tune in, but we'll be right back after the news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. In a ruling issued February 2nd, Ulster County Judge Brian Rounds dismissed the second-degree murder charges filed against State Trooper Christopher Baldner for the December 2020 death of 11-year-old Monica Goods. In the 23-page ruling, Rounds found the evidence presented failed to support charges that Baldner acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote, when he twice collided with a vehicle driven by the Brooklyn girl's father, Tristan Goods, on the New York State Thruway. Baldwin was engaged in a high-speed pursuit at the time, and his actions caused the Goods vehicle to flip and led to the death of the girl. A second-degree manslaughter charge and three counts of second-degree reckless endangerment filed against Baldwin, 43, still stand. The state attorney general's office, which is prosecuting the case, has said Baldwin pursued Goods at speeds of up to 130 miles an hour and that within 2 minutes of the onset of the chase, Baldwin intentionally twice rammed Goods' vehicle. Baldwin is also facing three counts of second-degree reckless endangerment resulting from a 2019 incident when Baldwin allegedly used a pit maneuver on another vehicle, causing it to hit a guardrail. Authorities have said that Baldwin then rammed the vehicle. In his ruling, Rounds also reduced other reckless endangerment charges, saying that like the murder charge, the evidence did not support the prosecution's claim the trooper acted with, and I quote, depraved indifference to human life, end quote. In his decision, Rounds did have harsh words for the trooper's actions, saying his, and I quote, compliance with the professional standards of the New York State Police is rationally presumed to be deficient, end quote. And that his demeanor during the initial traffic stop, and I quote, might be charitably described as vulgar, end quote. He called his actions during the September 6, 2019 incident, and I quote, arrogant, end quote. Baldwin's attorney, John Ingracia, could not be immediately reached for comment. The AG's office said it is reviewing the judge's ruling. Read the Rounds decision in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekasubic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Residents of New York have until February 28th to submit comments on the State Education Department's regulation requiring school districts to retire Native American team names, mascots, and imagery. The State Education Department on November 17th issued a memo banning these types of mascots, such as Ravina Coyman Selkirk's Indians, and threatened districts that failed to make the change with the loss of state funding. For Ravina Coyman's, it could mean losing roughly $26 million in state aid. Districts that fail to comply would also see the removal of school officers. The state is giving residents until February 28th to submit their comments on the issue to the Board of Regents. Superintendent Brian Bailey said at a January meeting of the Board of Education that the RCS district intends to change the team name and mascot as required by the state. The district is planning to form a committee to address the issue after additional information is provided by the state. In 2001, the state voiced opposition to the use of Native American symbols or depictions as mascot. Some schools in New York complied over the ensuing years, while others did nothing. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. Eduardo Cuevas is reporting for the Poughkeepsie Journal that New York Civil Liberties Union this week sued the Albany County Supreme Court, the state agency overseeing prisons, to obtain records related to correction officers' misconduct. The NYCLU filed its complaint against the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, or DOCES, which oversees the state's 44 prisons, in an effort to obtain records delayed or rejected by officials through a Freedom of Information Law request. The case was filed more than 2 years after the NYCLU's original request under FOIL. The request was submitted several months after New York repealed a section of the state civil rights law which was being used to shield police disciplinary records from public view for decades. NYCLU supervising attorney Bobby Hodgkin said, and I quote, it's about the public's basic right to know how law enforcement agencies have been doing the work of policing themselves, end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, we know that there's been a lot of problems with accountability and with transparency around whatever happens, end quote. In October 2020, the NYCLU requested 20 years of documents related to disciplinary records and misconduct filings, as well as complaints against prison staff. The request also included investigative reports, policies, training, and collective bargaining agreements. DOCES employs more than 16,000 officers who oversee more than 30,000 people incarcerated. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, February 3rd. Local early morning temperatures range from 12 degrees in Tannersville to 24 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 33. Yes, I know it's a little higher than yesterday, but that's just part of the fake out. Winter is actually here, but it's only staying for the weekend. While it doesn't appear we're getting any snow or rain till the middle of next week, it is going to be frigid. As the day goes on, winds will slowly get stronger and temperatures will steadily fall. 9 degrees by noon, 6 degrees by dark. Then overnight, it reaches a bottom of negative 6 down on the ground. Elevated areas could see negative 13 degrees. Once we make it to Saturday morning, things get warmer. 12 degrees by noon, 18 by dark. Things keep climbing overnight, hitting 23 degrees. Sunday, the warm-up doesn't stop, hitting 42. The winds don't plan to die down, however, so going outside will still require layering up. Monday, still kind of windy, high of 42. Sunset today will be at 4:57 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:02 a.m. Looking way up, we see things are relatively quiet. We get a 149-meter-wide near-Earth object passing about 2.3 million miles away today. And that's good because an object like that has enough energy to destroy a whole country. Some angry-looking sunspots are shaking the sun right now and will rotate into view in the middle of next week. Solar wind speed is currently 354 kilometers per second at 4.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 56. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Get your baby mama before we bend her. 21. Hit the windshield, not the fender. 21. Giving out smoke, my agenda. 21. Throw the white flag, they surrender. All black tux, I'm a businessman. Me and I still taking killers, man. Whoa. Take the plug off in the middle, man. Whoa. Spray the whole block, I don't give a damn. Nigga, bitch, I'm a gentleman. 21. 21, your bitch, no, I've been a man. 21. Playing with the rock like I'm Jigga Man. Got to look in the eyes when you kill a man. Glock in my lap. Every rock, scrap. Most these rappers, cap. I ain't giving doubt. Glenwood to the flat. Used to rock. Get it. New Caltech, put a Hyundai in it. Party so sweet, throw a honey bun in it. Keep it in the street, I ain't doing no squilling. I don't ever put women in my business. Full-time rap, I ain't doing no drilling. Whoa, whoa, I can make an M in my sleep. Straight up, 17, breaking out a P. On God, 18, start selling hard, a little B. $100, 3-5, a whip from D. Riding out Glenwood, tank on E. All about the money, I ain't never smoke weed. Cool, y'all, they'll take your cheese. Not mine, this bitch for us. The gang is what I trust. Straight up, don't argue, we don't fudge. Straight up, no talking, he get touched. Straight up, I can't smoke my arms, cause all my arms is dust. He think he the better, we call him Elon Musk. Open your mouth when I bust. 21, suck me up, slow, don't rush. 21, having three sons is a must. Straight up, hit it from the back and she cuts. I put his in the bed. 21,
rap. We get rolling, whack, way too many stubbles. I can't hold them back. Body full of scars, face full of tat. You pray on your knees, I pray to my scrap.
Hello, hello, hello. I am DJ Joe Money, and I am with
DJ Cola.
That was...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was Glock in My Lap by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin.
And we are Clubhouse Radio, coming at you live. Hello, hello, everybody. People of Catskill, Hudson, and Accra, and even more if you are connecting to our show.
Word.
Welcome to the start of February. You know, how you feel about the cold really be hidden?
I don't know how I feel about the cold.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a March baby.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Aw, yeah. Fell, I'm born in the cold, too.
I'm kind of born in January. I'm kind of born in it. I'm like early March too, so it's like I'm real in the cold. Like
we are entering our shortest month of the year,
February.
Yeah, I got a little riddle for you. How many months have 28 days?
None.
All of them. They all at least.
Oh,
have 28
oh my God! Wait. Oh, I viewed that one.
That being said, would you like to play us into another song?
All right, got okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how vibrant are you?
How vibrant? Okay, I'm going to interpret this literally and say, like, a 10, because, like, my hair is pretty bright.
Not going to lie, I felt very uncomfortable today wearing a bright color.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wore, like, neon-ish green hoodie, and I feel like a freaking highlighter.
You know, I feel like if you gotta go with green, you gotta go like a nature green.
I know you see that green behind you. Turn around. Look how that draws your attention easily. I'm just like walking into a room with it.
Yeah, so how vibrant are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm a 3.
A 3.
I wear majority of black from what I've
you
been told.
You got that eternal 3 too.
Word. Like, I've been told I wear majority of black or gray. Like, I think I've worn bright colors to Clubhouse twice.
Right. Yeah,
and
I
that was like
the other day.
3 days ago. Like, 3 days ago. And today.
Me. Listen, every day kind of blends in. Is that just me?
No, it does.
Right? I feel like, and then, is this just me? Do the day feel so long going through it, and then once it goes by, it just feels so short? Like, it just, whew.
It depends on what I'm doing.
Yeah, right?
Like, as of right now, I feel like my day is very long. Very tired.
But talking to you guys makes it better. You guys are a great audience. And we're going to play you into another song, which is...
1,000 Miles by Kid Roy.
I know that look on your face. You're coming my way. You're coming my way tonight. Here goes another mistake. I know I'm going to make tonight. Give it all up. Trying to block you out, but you're invading my thoughts. And you got 10 fingers wrapped around my heart. Wish I could give you everything that you want, but I won't. No. Oh, you should let it go. You're better off alone. Cause I'm a bad kid with you. I know that look on your face. You're coming my way tomorrow. We'll say goodbye. And I will never change. If I was you, then I was dead. 1,000 miles away.
tonight, and I will never change. I couldn't even if I wanted to for you. There's nothing left to say. If I was you, if I was you, then I would stay a thousand miles away.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting you live from 90.7 FM, WGXE. And today, I am joined with
DJ Show Money.
And you know, today is a pretty low-key day, just a vibe, just coming at you, talking, shooting the stuff, you know what I mean?
Shooting the stuff, man.
Yeah, I can't say that. You know.
Shooting the vibes.
Shooting the vibe straight at to you. And if you want to shoot us a vibe, you know, ask a question, you know, or even tell us what your DJ name would be, you can hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
Again, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
All one word, no spaces.
Wait, I thought I messed it up.
You're good.
Okay, so.
That being said, if you could pick one of the elements to have as a
fire.
Oh, you are set. You had that question
fire.
Loaded. You know, I think fire suits you too.
It's like,
it can burn low and then high temperature.
Even I don't want to be an earthbender.
No, I think earth fits me. I feel like if I had a power, it would be earth.
It's between fire and water.
Water's cool because
blood bending.
And ice.
Yeah, I think with that.
I mean, if you think about it, could you bend ice with earth?
No.
No? Okay.
Because, like, earth is like dirt, rocks.
Yeah, right, fell.
Stuff like from, like actual earth, like, trees?
I'm not a tree.
Trees are part of the earth.
You know what? If you have earth, you can like swing spider webs, bro. That's nature.
Or you could just mess with
Spider-Man. Bro.
I would say like if someone was really a good air, like earthbender, wouldn't they just be able to mess up the whole world?
I mean, if you're just that different, right? I mean,
you would think earthbenders would be the most overpowered, like the strongest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's with firebending? Electricity.
Why do you get blood bent?
That's true.
But you have to be, like, really skilled. Like, it's very rare.
I don't think I want blood bending. I ain't that type of person.
You get to control people,
with nature. You know, I'm chilling with the trees and the vines.
But you'll be able to control animals and people.
I don't want to control that. I'm just going to let time fly by. You know?
Or you could just be an air nomad. Or, like, actually.
Yeah, nomad life. You know, just living.
I really do feel like I could be an airbender. I feel like that speaks to me more. That could be my vibe. That could be me. That's just how I am. So, what about you?
Yeah, I think Earth just fits me because I, pun unintended, I'm down to Earth.
Earth just fits me.
Pun unintended because I'm down to Earth.
I feel like I could be pretty airy.
You are pretty.
I can be pretty chill.
Said, would you like to play us into a pretty
yeah,
song?
Okay.
Pretty sound and
this
song.
One is What Just Happened by Kid Leroy.
Just happened. So things weren't in a day. Then you walked in. I- tryna. Tell me you saw till it's late in the morning. I got missed calls if it rang, I had. I told myself that I did what I was supposed to. Consider it'll be you that knows the whole truth.
Miska.
Muska.
Mickey.
No, it's not the Mickey Mouse. It's the Clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And we're coming in. Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, broadcasting live. Catskill, Acre Hudson. I'm going to jump in straight away with a question.
All right.
What's on your bucket list? Top three things.
Skydiving.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's actually mine, too.
Bungee jumping.
For me, I feel like if you've already done skydiving, then bungee jumping
no,
is
going
to be
right.
Kind of mid-after. Not to say it wouldn't be fun. It's like all. But, like, after you jump from a plane.
I would say then like probably below. Do something that will get me, like, noticed, like, famous.
Right?
Like.
Imagine, like, leaving this earth. Like, not in that way, but. Like, getting
on a rocket.
Yeah, like, not the bad way. Getting on a rocket and just dipping out of earth.
What's your bucket list?
Like, seeing the Earth from an outside perspective.
What's your bucket list?
I think that would be on there. Definitely skydiving,
going, going
too.
Going to space?
I feel like going to space is just, like, such a huge frontier for humans. And to say that I was able to do it in my lifetime, I think that's got to be on there. I want to see the Earth from space, specifically. Because, you know, that's such a, like, uniting experience. Astronauts who say they've seen Earth just kind of realize how small all of our problems are and how the fighting is and how we should really just kind of just be together as one planet.
One thing I have on my bucket list, I want to drive underwater.
Okay, that's
like,
a W.
Like actually drive underwater.
Right.
Because I know for a fact there's a car that you can drive on water with. It's like a Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually want to be able to actually drive on like underwater with a car.
Oh, with a car. I was about to say submarine success, so. So that being said, for the last item, that's tough. I think it would probably, like, yeah, write a hit song, something like that.
Write a hit song.
Yeah, write
Ooh,
a
that's
hit
a
song.
Good one.
Those are my three. Jumping off a plane with a parachute. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Leaving this earth from a rocket ship. Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
And writing a hit song.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So you got the last one?
Oh, yeah. I want to be in a movie. Like a,
ooh,
like a popular movie.
Right, that's a good
so
one.
So that way, when I am going out, when I go out, you can still see me and be like, oh my god, he was in a movie. Like,
what do you want the movie to be about?
I
want to
be in like four movies.
Okay, four.
I have like two of them, I have to be extras. Like, I have to be in the background. Like,
just background?
Like you have to see me.
Right.
Like you know, like when
you can
you,
be like some waiter.
Like, even in that, or like, you know, like when you're in those
some dude
clips,
walking down
like you know those one clips like where you see like a character in like every scene and it's like that one character and you don't notice him until like you like watch back the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be like that. Like, I want to be in like every scene, but if you watch back the movie, like, I want to be in every scene, but you don't notice me the first time you watch the movie. You have to rewatch the movie to see me.
You want to be an Easter egg.
Yeah, that's
what I want. That's an interesting thing
Easter
to go on the bucket list
for two movies. And then
you want to star in the other two?
My other one, I want to star in.
What do you want the movies that you're starring in to be about? Or
action.
Like genre. Yeah.
Action.
Both of them?
And probably a romance.
Oh, okay. I could see that. W picks. That being said, you
fun
know.
Fact. I actually have a question.
Yeah,
for
go for it.
What is a hopeless romantic?
A hopeless romantic is somebody who chases after romance, even if the chances of it are low, and no matter what the consequences. I would say that defines a hopeless romantic. I'm not sure about the exact definition, but going off of what I say, that's what I define it as.
I'm kind of similar to that, but not really. I guess I have certain aspects of it.
Yeah, right. Felt.
But I feel like that could be everyone.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I could be bugging, but...
I mean, love is one of the most powerful things.
Right.
And that being said, audience, we love you.
Oh.
And you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. And if you want to give any answer to these questions, like what you would do if you had a like bucket list and, you know, 24 hours left, what you doing on that bucket list? Come hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. And we're going to play you into a song.
Before my pride got in between us, go ahead and hit me where it hurts. Because at least then I'll feel something. Screaming in my face, kicked me out your place. I got nowhere to go. Can we find love again? Is this time? Yeah. Tell me how many more tears will dry till you hit me with, can we talk and try love again? Can we find love again? Is this time? Yeah. Tell me how many more tears will dry. Crashed my car into a wall. I tried to text, I should have called. Seen blue and red, it won't be long. We went to war, it didn't end. I bit my tongue, you hit my chin. Worst enemy is my best friend. Screaming in my face, kicked me out your place. I got nowhere to go. Can't we find love again? Is this
magic
time? Yeah. Tell me how many more tears will dry till you hit me with, can we talk and try love again? Can we find love again? Is this time? Yeah. Tell me how many more tears will dry till you hit me with, can we talk and try?
No. Hello, right, so we are Clubhouse Radio.
Broadcasting
you live 90.7 FM. And hi, how are you, lovely audience?
Again,
welcome back.
DJ Shaw Money.
And I am DJ Cola, and we are coming at you on this lovely Friday. You know, it's great to be here. And I have a question for
okay,
you.
What is it?
If you could have one wish from a genie. Not three. You can't wish for no more wishes. Nothing like that. You can't wish for no more genies. You can't be clever. You can't go out of the rules. Just one wish.
To be immortal.
Immortal?
Okay, look.
Well,
look.
Hands on
wait,
that Frieza
wait.
Type stuff.
Okay, look. I say be immortal because in the long end, okay, let me explain this. I would wish to be immortal slash not to feel pain. Not emotional pain, but like physical pain.
Yeah, right.
You
know, I have an opposite end from this. I think being immortal would suck.
Okay, look, right? Okay, you see. So, I say I want to be immortal because even though I watch all my dog, like, everyone I love and everything like that, like, go on, it's like, I feel like it would build character, and two, not torment. I don't want to say it would be like torment. Like I'm tormenting myself, but it would be
Ben
like.
Ben really said he needed the character arc.
Yeah, like I feel like it would make me be a better person. I think I would value things more.
I feel like you could also use it to help people.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Become a multimillionaire, make the world better. I guess stop wars, stuff like that.
You know, if I could have a wish, I would end all misery for everybody. Actually, you know, nah. You know what? Pleasure without pain? You know what I mean?
I would just would be like, because if you there's no pleasure. Without
yeah, there's
pain.
No and that frame kind of reference.
And on top of that, you kind of need misery to grow as a person.
Yeah, because right.
Then life would be easy. I feel like it would be better as a person. Yeah, by hearing. You know. So yeah. I don't know. It'd be stuff like that.
Yeah. That being said, if you were immortal, you know what you would have a lot of time to do?
Think.
That and listen to music. That being said, would you like to bring us into a song?
Yeah. Let's see. This is one of my favorite songs by
Weezer and AJR.
Okay.
All my favorite songs are slow and sad. All my favorite people make me mad.
So mad, so mad.
Everything that feels so good is bad, bad, bad. All my favorite songs are slow and sad. I don't know what's wrong with me. Everyone's laughing at me, but not like they used to. The room's spinning all around me, but not like I'm used to. Hired, hired, can I get hired? I got no skills except getting high. I'm trying, trying, I can start Friday. You've wasted your life, but thanks for applying. Hey, now hold up, we were fun as hell. I'm all grown up, but you couldn't tell. Now I don't know what to do with myself. You got older cause you're good at life. I'm all 17 at 35. Now I don't know if there's anything else. The DJ is crying for help. The DJ is crying for help. Do it myself.
Hey, now I'm older, but we were fun as hell. I'm all grown up, but you couldn't tell. Now I don't know what to do with myself. The DJ bills, but not 'cause they like to. DJ is crying for help.
Hello, everybody. This is Clubhouse Radio broadcasting you live from 90.7 FM WGXC. And today, it's just a chill, low-key show, matching the temperature outside, you know, this February. Just bundle up inside of the doors, you know. It's going to be super cold and listen to Clubhouse Radio. And I'm also joined here today with
DJ Show Money.
And how are you?
Frustrated.
I feel that. So, you know, that being said, sometimes people, you know, that happens. So what are some things that you usually do when you are frustrated? Like, not in this moment, but...
I play Cars.
Cars?
Cars.
The movie?
Yeah.
Okay,
I remember. No, I play that, or I play in the background, play one of them. It depends on which one comes first.
Right.
So, as of right now, we're about to listen to Life is a Highway.
Travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
I have an interesting question for my lovely sound engineer.
Go ahead.
If you ruled the entire planet, like a king of the entire planet, emperor type deal, what would you do? What would be your first law, your first command?
To be able to control your tone. For people to be able to control their tone and, to bring peace, kind of like...
You know, just saying, everybody stop fighting.
Weird. Nah, like kind of like on some, like, what's his name? Blackout Adam.
Right.
Like how Black Adam in the comic books, he's not, like, afraid to, you know? So he's, like, he's respected in his little country.
Yeah, I felt, you know, I think this is a good time to say our views are our own, by the way.
Word.
Right? We're funded by... MHACG, they're the homies.
Yes.
But that being said, if I was ruler of Earth, I think I would make everything legal. That's why I did the disclaimer. No
rules. I feel like that would be chaotic.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like a lot of the times when people make, or at least get rid of a lot of them, like, why is Jay walking a law? I mean, probably because you get... I'm sure
because
reasons.
You could get hit by a car.
Yeah, I mean, you're debunking me pretty easily here. But I still think it would be fun. And this is a hypothetical. So that is still my answer.
Okay, yeah,
complete anarchy. That being said, you know, this kind of takes us into the song Ruler of Everything.
Ooh, that's a lovely transition. Here we go!
In the gallows or the ghetto, in the town or the meadow, in the billows, even over the sun, every end of a time is another begun.
You understand mechanical hands or the ruler of everything, ruler of everything, I'm the ruler of everything.
Like how I dance, I got zirconium pants.
Sequential enough to sit you into a trance.
You like how I walk?
Do you like how I talk?
Do you like how my face disintegrates
into control?
I have a wonderful wife, I have a powerful job. She criticizes me for being egocentric.
You practice your mannerisms into the wall.
If this mirror were here, I'd be standing so tall.
So you stop a rope of clovers on the side of the hill.
I was observing the birds.
I've been you. I know you.
your facade is a scam.
I know you're making me cry, this is the way that I am. I've been living a lie, a metamorphical scheme.
Detective undercover, but